Maidstone School, intermediate school in Upper Hutt, has banned hugging. Two girls were given for detention for hugging a friend. They were warned about it, so it wasn't as if they hadn't known, but now they've implemented it as a school rule. You shall not hug. Why would that be? What are I look at hugs as being a sign of respect and affection, a greeting. Are there other ways to view a hug? We're going to talk now to body language expert Suzanne Macefield. Good morning, Suzanne. What other connotations, what other things can we read from a hug?
Well, I mean, a hug is all about connecting. And something that's really important in the world that we live in today is relationship. And there's so many statistics of relationship breakdown. So, you know, touch is one of the most important things that we can actually do. I think the school is trying to set some boundaries, and I think there's valid points to that. But I think they could go a different way about it from an educational point of view, because if you start to suggest that hugging is wrong, it could set up some psychological problems with a child later on with regards to relationships, which obviously, you know, we really don't want that happening with the statistics that are already going on in relationships.
Suzanne, that's interesting to say that, because that's something that I've experienced through people that I've dealt with, that there are a lot of people that grew up in a hugless environment where they weren't encouraged or received any affection of that sort, and it has majorly impacted on their relationships, no matter what they might be, whether they're work ones or personal ones, throughout their lives. Is that something that is increasingly a concern?
Oh, totally. I mean, you know, I think most people have heard the saying, show me a boy at 7, or I'll show you the man at 30. And it's so relevant. You know, research has shown that premature babies who are touched tend to develop more quickly, they thrive more readily, and they're more able to relate. And that's all about touch. So if we start to suggest that there's something wrong with touch, I think that's going to cause some even more problems. However, I do believe it is important to have boundaries, and I think it sounds like the school is trying to set some boundaries, but maybe they need to be a little bit more flexible around education with regards to how people relate and teaching the kids how to relate, because, you know, the first place that we relate is in the home, and then we go into the school for, you know, a good part of our day. And that's really where we can start to learn how to develop relationships and good communication skills. It's actually at school, not wait until we're adults. And we've already got some problems because we were restricted in that way in the education environment, which, you know, doesn't serve anybody.
Suzanne, there's a school of thought as well that this the hugging may be used to bully by way of exclusion from the hugging. Do you think there's any validity in that?
I think, okay, that's possible, but I would suggest that if somebody's feeling excluded, there's a pretty good chance they're feeling excluded in other areas anyway, and I think that would be the area to address, is to build that child's self-esteem and, again, teach how to relate. And I think it's also valuable with regards to hugging that before someone hugs someone, that they ask permission in some way. So, you know, the school's talking about respecting personal space, and I think there's certainly something to be said for that. And asking permission, you know, I'd really like to give you a hug, you know, you're my friend, is that okay, is a really good way to start, rather than just banning it altogether. That it's the suggestion that there's something wrong with it, I think, that for me is the most concerning, because, you know, the value of touch and hugging, you know, from a psychological and physical perspective, they've done research. Dr. Charmaine Griffiths from the British Heart Foundation, I mean, the levels of stress hormones decrease considerably when we touch, and that lowers our blood pressure, and it increases the bonding hormone, which is called oxytocin, and that decreases our risk of heart disease long term. So, you know, it's not just about something that is about coming into somebody's space. There's a whole big picture here that really needs to be addressed, I think.
Fair enough, Suzanne. Now, just on a personal level, have you received the benefits of hugs? I mean,
totally.
I can say that I have. I mean, I can think of times in my life when either I've hugged someone and I felt good because I've made them feel better, or given them some sort of energy or taken some stress away. But I've also felt the same when I've received the hugs.
Definitely. And, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, wouldn't it be nice if we had a world where we can give and receive, and touch is something that's done appropriately, but with, you know, heartfelt willingness to connect with another person and build a relationship. There's another saying that you're probably aware of, which is we need 4 hugs for survival, 8 hugs for maintenance, and 12 hugs a day for growth. So that's quite a lot, and I would probably suggest most of us aren't. We might be getting the 4. If we're really lucky, we'll be getting the 8, but I wouldn't imagine many are getting 12.